Why do we have such a hard time doing more of the things we know we should do more of? Welcome to episode number 9. I'm your host, Danielle Alessio, with Superhero Secrets, a podcast to inspire a more vibrant and adventurous life through empowerment of your inner superhero while crushing the victim that holds you back. Together, let's reflect, ask questions, and seek inspiration to find the empowerment to live out our greatest adventures and live a truly healthy, fulfilled, and exciting life. For listeners of Superhero Secrets, the world is our oyster. Grab your green smoothie and let's take a collective sip. This is a delicious one that I have made this morning. Spinach. You know, usually by this point, I am able to pick greens from my garden, but my first set of seeds were completely washed away by really, really crazy rain and weather this spring. So I'm still using store-bought stuff, which is not my preference, but I mean, that's what you do when you have to. So we've got some spinach, green pepper. Weird, right? No, it's not so weird. Just enough to give it some, you know, an extra little boost. Cucumber, spirulina, half a banana that was lying around, pineapple, lemon, and ginger. Really, really good one. Take your collective sip. Awesome. Love those nutrients just coursing through my body. As I asked at the beginning of this episode, why do we have a lot of trouble doing things we don't want to do? Does it sound stupid to ask that? Because we don't want to do them. Well, what if we don't want to, like, the things that we don't want to do are the things that we should be doing more of? I mean, obvious ones are things like eating well and exercising. There's not really any debate that we should be doing more of those things. I thought today I'd go over a few quick and easy tactics that can have serious impact if you practice them. So as you're listening, you know, this is super short, but as you're listening, keep these in mind and start thinking about how you can implement them. There's a lot of strategies to deal with this issue, but let's just talk about a few. So as you know, in April, I did that cold water shower challenge. I did not have warm or hot water touching my body for any shower in the entire month. And I didn't do just, you know, like the cold water finish. A lot of people wrote me and said, yeah, I do the cold water finish, which I think is awesome. That's so totally cool. I get that. But I did cold water completely, as in stepping into cold water, and not water that was just sort of cold, like lukewarm or something less than the coldest setting on the tap. That's what I did. Do you remember as a kid, the first time you jumped in cold water, if you ever did that as a kid, and you felt that shock for the first time when your breath leaves you? Yeah, that doesn't really go away. Anyway, I did that. So I'm bringing that up for a point, for a reason. I also heard Tony Robbins recently talk about how he does a cold water plunge every morning. And he's been doing it for, I don't know, he said 6 or 7 years or something. He believes there are some health benefits. But besides that, I was surprised to hear him say recently that he never feels like jumping in the cold plunge pool. But he makes himself do it essentially to practice doing these things. Like he said, there's a lot of things that I don't want to do that I do. There's a lot of things that we all, you know, don't want to do that we should be doing more of. So he went on to talk about other things. So I'm sure he's got more of his reasoning, and I don't want to speak to him. I don't know him. If you recall, though, when I introduced you to the idea in April of the cold showers, I told you I was doing it to practice my discipline muscle. And I do these types of things pretty regularly. It's why I started Rejuvenating Mondays. It's my group that helps people juice their way through Mondays with no food. I mean, do you think I really don't want to eat? I love food. I'm ready to eat pretty much every waking moment of the day. But just because I feel like eating or don't feel like jumping in a freezing cold shower, especially when I'm already cold or have come out of the pool and I'm shivering, it doesn't mean I'm going to do or not do certain things. So tactic number one is to forget your feelings. The myth is that we have to feel like doing things before we do them. The more you can practice doing things that you don't feel like doing, the better. And you can do that by accepting right now that the idea that you have to feel like doing something to do it is wrong and holding you back from living your best life. Make that acknowledgement right now if you haven't already. I like to encourage myself and my clients to become a little more clinical in things that we do. So I'm not, you know, it's like I tell them and I tell myself, take the feeling out of it because you don't really need it. You don't need to feel like doing something before you do it. Because actually, you know, let me just point out that, you know, we think it's like, well, we're making our life more miserable if we're doing things that we don't feel like doing. No, in fact, it's the absolute opposite. You know how you feel. Let's just use exercise because that's an obvious one and one that many people can relate to. You really don't feel like working out. So you don't go do it. But does the not doing it make you feel good? No, usually people are like, damn it, I didn't work out. And then you start with the negative self-talk, the, oh, I'm so undisciplined, I'm lazy, whatever we tell ourselves. Rather than, I don't feel like working out, I'm going to go do it. And how do you feel afterwards? You feel amazing. So no, it's not about making our life more miserable. It's about making our life way better. Right? So you don't, tactic number one, to reiterate, you don't have to feel like something, doing something before you do it. Tactic number two works very nicely with tactic number one, and that is to stop giving yourself an option or an out. And let me just explain that. When I started working as a lawyer, I knew that my life was going to be consumed by work, and I was so desperate to not be defined by work alone that I decided I was going to start a new hobby and I started training for triathlons. Whatever, there's a story behind that, but that's what I decided at the time. At the time, it seemed like a good idea. I had no interest in just showing up for a race without training or not giving it an honest effort. That wasn't going to be an option. That's just not my nature, which meant that I had to prepare and train for triathlon. Okay, well, I was really not a morning person and it was more of a night owl, so I figured I would try and work out late at night. My gym was just a few minutes from my office and it was open until 11 o'clock or midnight or something like that, so I thought I would do that. That did not work out. In my early years as a lawyer, nighttime was kind of like daytime, including with meetings or phone calls or catching up on work, or I just didn't feel all that great to be going to sweat it out at 10 o'clock at night. So then I thought, okay, I'll try the lunch hour thing. That was worse than trying to work out at night. So that left me with morning. The only time someone was not going to be looking for me for sure was between 5 and 7:30 a.m. So that's what I decided to do. I did not want to start working out at that time, especially when I often went to bed so late and had a 30-minute commute to work. But through some other things, other systems that I did to, you know, help myself do these things, I did it. To help myself actually get up and work out, I did. So I started doing this morning workout. The only reason it was successful was because I did it every day. I did not give myself an option in the morning that I, you know, wouldn't do it if I was too tired or it was a really, really late night. I've only been asleep for 2 hours. There was almost no excuse. If I wanted to get the workout in, I had to get it in. I had to do it at that time. And I just did not get into a debate with myself in the morning. I certainly did not feel like doing it, nor did I give myself the option to do it. When I work with my clients to establish better habits in respect of their health so that they can keep living the adventures they want to live, which is ultimately why we're doing these things and care about longevity, we reinforce daily habits, not 3 times a week habits. Some people argue that's better than nothing. That might be true if it is in fact happening 3 times a week versus no times a week. On the other hand, I wonder if that is a strategy that actually keeps people from creating the real habits that have the power to transform. So in another way, I would actually argue that the whole 3 times a week thing is in fact a barrier and not better than, you know, just not doing it at all. So that is tactic number 2. Do not give yourself that option or an out. Moving on to tactic number 3. Think about what you want more, the success of having it done or avoiding the pain of the thing that you have to do to get it done or have to do to get that thing that you want, that success. For example, do I want my body to look and feel the way I want it to do, want it to, more than I want to avoid the discomfort of the workout? If the answer is yes, then I find that I'll work out. And it's much more compelling to me when, you know, that little voice starts saying, I really just don't feel like working out. I latch on to the thing that I want more. And what I want more is obviously my overall health, but I want to look and feel my best. So can you see how practicing any of these 3 tactics has the power to change so much in your life? I hope so. Let's just do a really super quick review, so that you can start really thinking about where you can practice any of these 3, preferably all 3 of these techniques. Number 1, don't wait to feel like doing something before doing that thing that needs to get done. Number 2, don't give yourself the option. And number 3, think about what you want more of, the success of having it done or avoiding the pain of what you don't feel like doing. Which one will you go out and practice today? Hopefully all 3 of these tactics. I wish you well. See you next week.